Thank you, Shaney. Well, I just came from the East Coast. I'm actually from Montana, and I was born in Washington, so I really consider the Northwest my home, and it's great to be back here. It's actually been a while since I've been here. It seems as the Northwest weekend was the last time before the Northwest weekend, so it's been since last year. It's been so long, but it's good to be back. Well, this time of year, there's a lot of talk about goals, a lot of talk about resolutions. It might be people that you work with. They're trying to establish positive changes in their lives. They want to lose weight. They want to eat better. They want to establish healthy living habits. They want to work out more. It's a popular subject. What is it that you want to do this year? You know, do you want to remodel your kitchen? Do you want to travel more? You want to have more time with your family, with your kids, with your parents, with your grandkids? Seems that everyone is setting goals, asking you, what are your goals now? Now, how about you? If you're like me, there's plenty of things that I want to work on this year. And it's only natural to think about this as it's the beginning of the year. And it's kind of easy to set all these personal goals, but what about our spiritual goals? We all have the common goal here of the kingdom of God. This is our ultimate goal. Today, I would like to look at one particular passage and examine it, and hopefully by doing so, we can approach our spiritual goals with a renewed energy, a renewed zeal, and a passion that will hopefully help us obtain it. The passage I would like to look at was written by Paul, and it's found in the book of Philippians. So please turn with me to Philippians chapter 3, and we'll start in verse 13. Philippians 3, and we'll look at verse 13. Here it says in verse 13 of Philippians 3, "Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind, and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling in God in Christ Jesus." I really like this scripture. It's to me, I find it very encouraging. It's strong, it's empowering, it's very inspirational. But let's look a little bit deeper into this, and hopefully we can glean a bit more meaning from it. The first thing that I find interesting about this scripture and this passage is in verse 13. Paul says, "This one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind." He forgets what's behind him. I think this is kind of interesting. It kind of seems odd because there might be a lot of great things in our past, many accomplishments that we have made, many ways we've grown spiritually and otherwise. We might have good memories, lessons learned, obstacles that we've overcome. What's wrong with looking back at these things? Well, those are all good things, but they're all accomplishments. Those lessons, they're good, but we can't look at them in a way that lets us become spiritually complacent. We have to keep on moving forward. We can never be spiritually complacent. We have to keep on growing. We have to keep on improving and moving closer to our goal, our mark. Now, a scripture that I think really illustrates this point well is found in 2 Peter. So if you could turn to 2 Peter, we'll look at 2 Peter in verse, or chapter 1. 2 Peter chapter 1. On 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 5 here, we have this called the ladder of virtues. It starts in verse 5. It says, "And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make that you shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacks these things is blind, he cannot see afar off, and has gotten forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure, that if you do these things, you shall never fall." So this is encouraging. We need to be growing. We need to be constantly moving up this ladder. We can't just be complacent. We have to keep on doing that. And if we're not doing that, it says here that we might become blind. And if we're blind, how can we keep our eye on that goal? We can't. So we have to do this. We have to keep on be moving forward. And that's what Paul continues with here in Philippians 3. He says, reaching forth unto those things that are before us. That's what he's talking about. Moving forward, moving up that ladder. So what's next? What's after that? Well, let's continue on in verse 14. Paul says, I press towards the mark. We also must press towards that mark. But what does this really mean, to press towards the mark? Does this mean that we just have our goals and we kind of glance at them and sort of meander towards them very casually? I don't think so. It's a little bit different. I looked it up in the Wycliffe Bible Commentary, and it describes pressing towards the mark as this. It says, straining forward. It graphically portrays a runner who draws on all of his remaining strength and stretches toward the goal. It's the home stretch. Now, that's something very different. I mean, that's a pretty vivid description there. I ran in high school, and when you're done with a race, and you know when you've given it your all, and that's what this is talking about. It's when you run, and you run with all your energy and all your might, and you leave the course knowing that you left everything out there, and you probably used energy that you didn't even know that you had. That's what we need to do. We need to run that way. This also reminds me of another scripture. It's found in 1 Corinthians. So if you could turn with me to 1 Corinthians 9. 1 Corinthians 9. We'll look at verse 24 and 25 here. Corinthians 9, 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that strives for mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. We have to run to obtain. We have to be running to win. And there's a definite difference between just running and running to win. When you're running to win, you're focused. There's a mindset that you have. Your mind is set to the task at hand. Even during the race, when you're running, you're constantly calculating things. You're looking at what your time is. Are you on pace? What's going on around you? Are there people catching up to you? Is your strategy working? You're constantly calculating all these things, and you might be making adjustments based on your goal. But that's the thing, is you're focused on your goal. And we need to be doing the same things in our spiritual lives. Looking at our goals, checking to see if we're on pace. And if we're not, we need to be making the right adjustments. We need to be running. We need to be running to obtain, and we need to be pressing towards that mark. Finally, finishing up Philippians 3:14, the rest of it, we need to know, in order to begin to run this way, we have to know what we're running for. We have to have our idea of what that goal is. We have to want that goal. So Paul continues and lets us know what that goal, what that mark is. It's the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Just what is that? It's the kingdom of God. It's eternal life. It's that uncorruptible crown. What an incredible prize that is. Far better than gold, silver, any bronze medal you might win. That's our goal. That's our prize. That's our mark. We need to know that, and we need to have it be strong within us. Christ says that we are to seek first the kingdom of God. That is our goal. And we should have other spiritual goals too, but they should all be helping to support that one goal and lead us to that. We need to obtain that prize, that uncorruptible crown. So brethren, this time of year, we may hear a lot about goals. We may hear a lot about resolutions. We might be setting goals ourselves, but let's not forget the most important one, our spiritual goals, our common goal of the kingdom of God. Let us focus on those things. And let's do what it says here in Philippians 3. It says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. Let's never be spiritually complacent. Let's not look behind, but instead, let's reach forward to those things which are set before us. Let's press towards that mark. Let's really press towards it. Let's run to obtain, that we may have that strong focus, that we give the race everything we have. And let's obtain that uncorruptible crown, that prize, the high calling of Jesus Christ.